Credit cards for lawbreakers? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Hispanics who have no credit history and no Social Security number and who snuck into the country from Mexico. To many Americans, they are nothing more than lawbreakers. But the Bank of America has another way to describe them, that being customers, which is why the bank is now offering credit cards to people who have no Social Security number and no credit history. Now, the Federation for American Immigration Reform considers this to be nothing less than aiding and abetting lawbreakers, because these are lawbreakers. You can't deny that. But they're an interesting variety of lawbreaker. They're lawbreakers whose offense is an uncontrollable urge to work like crazy. Nothing seems to stop them from wanting to make money. And banks notice this kind of thing. So for $99, the Bank of America will give someone like this a credit evaluation conducted by an actual human bank employee, and if they pass, they get a credit limit of $500 with an interest rate of 22%. In fact, the Bank of America is so determined to sign these people up, it now has a director of Latin American card operations. It wants these people as customers for the same reason employers want them as employees. In fact, according to this morning's Wall Street Journal, signing these people up is about the only way the Bank of America can continue growing. Which is why I say these illegals are an interesting variety of lawbreaker. Lawbreakers who are guilty of wanting to work, who are guilty of creating economic growth, and who, if this new trend continues, could also be guilty of having excellent credit. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at DaveRoss.com.